leaving Ukraine's capital. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. As concerns grow that Russian forces may overtake Kyiv in a matter of hours, Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv reports there's an influx of people in that city.
So far here in western Ukraine, the cultural capital, home to one of the oldest universities here in Ukraine, we have seen some refugees flooding in from the capital. We've also seen a number of nervous residents. We've seen long ATM lines, long queues at the grocery store and marketplaces, really just a lot of nervous people who are not expecting this full-scale invasion.
President Biden announced a new round of financial penalties.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions.
Those sanctions, the largest banks in Russia are being cut off from the U.S. economy, and assets of wealthy Russians have been frozen. Acting U.S. Attorney Charles Kovats says the three former Minneapolis police officers convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights by not giving him medical aid failed to fulfill their duty, and Floyd died senselessly as a result.
These officers had a moral responsibility, a legal obligation, and a duty to intervene. And by failing to do so, they committed a crime.
Jay King knelt on Floyd's back. Thomas Lane held his legs and two towel-held bystanders back, while Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes. He's already been convicted of murder and pled guilty to federal charges to avoid the possibility of more jail time. No sentencing date for the three other officers has been set. The CDC is expected to announce a loosening of federal mask-wearing guidelines as COVID cases ease. That's according to the Associated Press. That means most Americans will no longer be advised to wear masks indoors in public settings. The new metrics will still look at caseloads, but will also consider hospitalizations. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reinforcing the statement that the U.S. stands with the people of Ukraine.
No one should fall for Putin's lies that the Ukrainians wanted him to invade or that he was provoked to invade. This is a reckless war of choice, and the choice was made by Putin and Putin only.
And Schumer says the defenses against possible cyber attacks by Russian actors have been strengthened. This coming after Russia has been blamed for launching cyber attacks against parts of the Ukrainian government. A federal judge says she will question a juror under oath during a rare post-verdict hearing about the answers he gave during jury selection for the criminal trial of Ghislaine Maxwell after he told news outlets he didn't recall being asked about prior sexual abuse. In interviews, the juror described a moment during deliberations when he told fellow jurors that he had been sexually abused as a child, and he convinced other jurors that a victim's imperfect memory of the abuse doesn't mean it didn't happen. A tech giant changing its COVID mandates.
Google is no longer requiring U.S. employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19, a reversal of its previous policy where workers would eventually be fired for not complying. Vaccinated workers can also ditch the mask and social distancing. Unvaccinated staffers, though, still can't return to the office, according to the New York Times, though another report suggests some might with testing and other protocols. The company's also reopening amenities such as fitness centers without appointment, massages, and more places to eat free breakfast and lunch. The company not deciding return to office plans till the end of the year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The final results are in for NBC's Olympic ratings. The games reached an average audience of 11.4 million people in prime time, the lowest audience for any Olympics ever. The numbers are off about 42% from the mark set by the Winter Games in South Korea. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.